What's good? We back at it again. You know what it is. It's Saturday. It's man-to-man picks. Of course, yes, man, I'm one half of the man-to-man pod, Antoine Bethea. Got my co-host, D-Butt.
Yes, sir.
And as you know, man, we about to run through these picks real quick and let you guys know who we have for this weekend. Let's get it going, D-Butt.
Yeah, man, hold on. Let's throw these records up real quick, man. Oh, hey, man. Hey,
three.
You doing something over there? I'm about to...
Hey, you know.
About to start looking at some of that homework now, guys.
I ain't no hater, man. I'm going to move the arm out the way, man. I'm going to slide it to the edge of the desk, man. So, you know, my dog can, you know. But, yeah, you know, week three, 12-4 against the money line, 12-4 against the spread. I'll take that every week. Season, I'm 32-17 against the money line and 26-22 against the spread. Again, I'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. Nice start. And as this season goes on, I think we'll both get better. I damn sure hope I get better. Right now, last week I was 10-6 on the money line and then 8-8 broke even on the spread against the spread. 27-22 on the season on the money line and then 24-25. So I'm trying to get up over that 500 mark against the spread this week, which, you know, I think I will. We got some good games.
Great games.
Really good games, some really good matchups, some tricky spreads. So shit, let's jump. Let's jump right on into it, man. We start with our first one up. Washington football team at the Atlanta Falcons. Washington football team favored by 1.5.
ATL, shawty.
You back with the Falcons, huh?
ATL, shawty. Hey, look, man. Okay. I was high on the Washington football team coming into the year, man. I was high on the defense. Maybe they'll get it together. They haven't, you know, played up to the up the par where I thought they would coming into this year. I got Atlanta at home this week.
Yeah, I got Atlanta at home this week too. I picked them last week on the road against the Giants. They went up there and made me look good. So I'm sticking with Matty Ice and the boys again. Damn, can the Falcons win 2 in a row? We shall
see.
Another one here. Detroit Lions at Chicago Bears. Breaking. I got some sources said that Justin Fields is going to be the starting quarterback again tomorrow, so he'll be getting his second start
okay.
at home against the Lions tomorrow. The Bears are favored by 3 in this one. After that stinker last week, I told you I'm going to just hit myself with the men in black joint. Act like it never happened. I'm going with the Bears at home over the line.
Okay.
You got in this one.
What up, dude? Hey, shout out to them BMF boys. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to 50 Cent, man. They dropped the premiere of BMF last Sunday. Great show. But, you know, I'm going with Detroit Lions, man. What up, dude? Hey,
Okay. Just rewind that, hit that men in black joint again to get you heard it. I'm going with the Lions too, man. And I'm taking the points. They 3-point dogs. I'm going with the Lions with the points.
Yes, sir.
Justin Fields will play better, though. Tennessee Titans at the New York Jets. New York, the winless New York Jets. Tennessee Titans coming off back-to-back wins over the Seahawks and the our Colts, I believe. 6-point favorites right now. Julio's out. A.J. Brown's out. Who you got in this one? The Jets got Mims. Denzel Mims finally in the lineup. Corey Davis playing the whole team.
Upset alert. Jets get their first win this week, man. They get their first win this week. Jets, Robert Saleh.
Wow.
Play man old game. Corners, you got to hold up. I got 9 men in the box all game.
I'm going with the Titans to win this with the money line. But I do have the Jets playing probably their best game of the year and covering this 6-point spread. I don't see them covering this without those weapons. I'm going with the Titans to win, though. Derrick Henry, I wonder what his rushing prop going to be this week. But if it's anything under 125, I think that's an easy hammer.
Oh,
Cleveland Browns.
It's a good one.
Another good one. Cleveland Browns coming. They're going out to Minnesota and playing the Vikings. Cleveland Browns are favored by 2.5 in this one. Vikings coming off a big win over the Seahawks. Kirk Cousins been playing damn good this year, man. Who you got in this one?
I got the Cleveland Browns, but no, and I got them covering. I got the Cleveland Browns winning on the road. I think it's going to be a close one, though.
Damn. I think Dalvin Cook comes back. I'm going to Vikings in this one. I'm going to take the Vikings. Obviously, they're 2 point, 2.5 point dogs. So, taking the Vikings money line and the Vikings against the spread.
Okay. Okay. Hey, we got our Colts coming down there where you at, D-Buck. Colts at the Miami Dolphins. Not Miami Dolphins, 2.5 point favorite. Colts are trying to stay away from 0-4. Who you got in this one?
They just put Quinn Nelson on IR today. A lot of guys out this one. Rocky Sin, Quiddy Pay. A lot of guys. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number one. I'm going Dolphins on this one, man. Jacoby Brissett facing his old team. Dolphins lost a heartbreaker last week in overtime against the Raiders. I got them getting a win against my Colts, man.
I agree. I don't want to even talk about it too much, but I agree. On to the next one.
If Colts get 0-4, man, whoo, it's going to be some smoke in the city.
Hey, this is going to be another great matchup. Great matchup. We got the Carolina Panthers going to Dallas, playing them Cowboys. Cowboys, 4.5-point favorite. D-Butt, you got your old team winning?
Nah. They're right there over my shoulder. Undefeated up to this point. Kudos to them. Shout out to those guys. But I think Dak and the Cowboys handle business. Dak looked good right now, man. He looked as good as any other quarterback in the league right now. Complete control of this offense. And then on that defensive side of the ball, they are playing some good ball. So I'm going with the Cowboys in this one. C-Mac, they're going to miss C-Mac a lot. I think they're going to miss J.C. Horn as well. So I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys, led by Dak Prescott, winning this one and covering the spread. Who you got?
I'm right with you, D-Butt. That, like you said, Dak Prescott leading that offense, man, that defense, they're playing with confidence. They're playing with a lot of confidence, man. And, again, Carolina, y'all guys, y'all playing some real good ball, really good ball. I think it's going to be a tight matchup, but I'm going with them Cowboys.
Okay, so you got Cowboys winning. You said it's going to be a tight matchup.
I got them covering as well.
You got the Cowboys covering?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're taking the cover. Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't have to change the look.
Nah, I'm looking at that paper this week. You better we good on that one. Hey, look, we got the Giants, man, going down to New Orleans. New Orleans, a 7-point favorite. Jameis and them out there doing his thing. What New York going to do when they hit the Bayou?
I hope they enjoy themselves the night before because by the time that kickoff comes, it's over with. This is the first game with fans in that stadium since probably 2019, I think. And we know how the Saints, how that crowd is, that home field advantage that they have in that building, especially when they're coming back off of the other side, dealing with Hurricane Ida. So shout out to everybody still dealing with everything going on down there. But I think the Saints handle business. They win this game and they cover the spread. Giants is also missing some of their top pass catchers this weekend. So I got the Saints winning and the Saints covering, man. Let's see if the Saints can get on a roll and stack some good victories together, man. Let's see what Jameis can do. Who you got? How you got this?
Hey, I got the Saints winning, man, but I got the Giants covering. Okay. Just looking at the past two games, their offense and Jameis, he came out the first week and looked good. But since then, man, it's been some decision making that's kind of iffy. And Giants, their defense been playing tough this year. So I got the Saints winning, but I have the Giants covered.
All right. There we go. We're on different pages right there. Kansas City Chiefs just ruled out Frank Clark. Who else did they rule out? They ruled out somebody else. Ward, their corner, Darius Ward. And then they are playing at the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles coming off a smackdown on primetime. Chiefs favored by 7. What you got? What you think going to happen in this game? I got the Chiefs winning and covering this game.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I got Kansas City winning. I don't see them losing three in a row. So I got Kansas City winning the game, and I have them covering.
Chiefs. Houston, Texas at the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are favored by 17.5 this week. I haven't even looked, but I'm Sure, this is the biggest spread this week. Man, I got the Bills winning this one for sure. That's a tough cover, though. That's a lot of points.
They going to cover, man. They going to eat that cover two up. They going to eat that cover two up. I'm trying to tell you, man. I know a lot of people was talking about Josh Allen at the beginning of the year, how he wasn't looking the same. But he's been putting up points. That offense been putting up points this past two weeks.
Last week.
And, you know, the Texans, man, they run that cover two. And I know being in a system that, you know, played cover two, if you got a quarterback that knows where he's going and he knows what you're going to be in pre-snap, it could be a long day if they get on five. I got them covering. Buffalo Bills winning and they cover.
Yeah, that cover two is all fine and dandy when you can play with a lead. Like y'all were playing with a lead a lot. When you're not,
yeah.
It don't work the other way around. But I still got Houston covering this 17.5-point spread. That's a lot of damn points. That's a lot of damn points. This is probably why if it wasn't on the same weekend as Bucks Patriots, this would be the game of the week. But yeah. Arizona Cardinals, the undefeated Arizona Cardinals at the Rams are still undefeated too, right?
Yeah.
Damn, at the undefeated LA Rams. The Rams are favored by 4.5 at home. Two very, very hot quarterback. I believe both of them in the top five passing yards right now. Who you got? This one. This is a tough one right here.
This is a tough one, but I'm gonna take the Rams, and I have the Rams covering. I think their offense is hot. Both offenses are hot. Both defenses are playing good. Hey, you know what I mean? Either way, man. Either way you go, I think you know you gotta. You're not wrong, but somebody's gonna be wrong. I got the Rams. I got them covering.
Damn. I'm giving the Rams a win at home in that stadium, but I think it's going to be a nail biter. So I got the Cardinals against the spread, but I got the Rams winning.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a close one, like a field goal, you know, with time expiring type shit. This one may be one of those games too, another divisional game. The other two teams in that division, who I believe maybe, I don't even know their record, but it's a good record. Seattle. Coming off two back-to-back losses at San Fran, coming off a gut-wrenching loss at the hands of A-Rod. San Fran is 2.5-point favorites, though. What do you know? You know, we talked about these quarterback situation, but
we talked about the quarterback situation, and you dead ass wrong.
We won't get into that. But one of these teams are favored by 2.5 points. Who you got in this one?
Like I said, another tough one, man. Another tough one. But I'm going to go with San Fran. And I got San Fran covering in this one.
You got San Fran winning and cover. I'm on a complete opposite side. I have Seattle winning. And I have Seattle, obviously, since they are underdogs against the spread as well. Russell Wilson, he's lost two in a row. Can't see him losing three. I'm going with Seattle on this one.
Okay. But,
you know, that's a tough one to pick.
For sure.
Another tough one, guys.
Good game. We got Baltimore. We got the Baltimore Ravens, man. At Denver, they going a mile high. Baltimore is favored by a point. But who do you have?
We got that that spectrum kicked in a little bit right there. But damn, Ravens favored by a point at mile high. This will be the biggest challenge by far for the Broncos. Who you got in this one? I got to hit you first. You
got
to go.
I got Denver. I got Denver winning. I got Denver covering. I got Teddy Two Gloves, them going out there doing their thing. I got Vic Fangio out there calling a hell of a game on the defensive side of the ball. They got something they got to deal with, though. Lamar, he's in his bag right now, playing at a high level, confident, coming off a hip injury, flipping in the end zone. But another nail-biter, I got the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, he had a little back, something with his back flare-up, too. I wonder if that's from the same.
Coming from the hip. You know, if them hips messed up.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Your hips, you already know them hips get tight and they get off track. It's going to go straight to that lower back. You know how it goes.
Yeah, that's going to make me – that made me go the other way. We talked earlier that I was on the Baltimore wave. Now I'm on the Broncos side. At home, I'm going to Broncos in this one.
Okay, okay.
Big challenge. The biggest challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Pittsburgh at Green Bay. Green Bay, 6.5 point favorite. Pittsburgh going to Lambeau. Big Ben, Mike Tomlin. Who you got, D-Bot?
I got Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers winning this game and covering. Steelers be missing Claypool. I know Juju's banged up too. Not sure if he'll be playing, but just watching that Steelers offense, man, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And Big Ben, for so long, he was that quarterback that can improvise and just kill you down the field. And just, you know, break your heart as a defense. And I don't see that element of that offense anymore. I'm going to Packers coming off of riding that momentum of a huge win. I'm going with the Packers winning. It's a big spread, but I'm going to cover that spread. But so winning by a touchdown.
I agree with you here, D-Buck. I got Green Bay winning, and I have them covering the spread.
Bet. Sunday night football.
Sunday night football.
The game, Grump. So this is before, you know, for those just listening. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New England Patriots, Gillette Stadium, the house that Tom built. Did you see that video that Tom dropped today on the social?
No, I did not.
You got to check that shit so hard. Social media team, he been killing that shit. But anyway, Bucks are favored by 7. Grunt will be out. He was officially ruled out today. You saw the second bet placed in Connecticut legal sports betting history was me betting the Patriots money line. So I'm sticking with it. Patriots win. Patriots against the spread.
No, you're wrong, D-Butts. Man, I know Gronk is out, but Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard, they can step in and they can fill that void. Tom Brady going back to New England, man. He already know how it is. He can go crazy out there, and like you said, the building that he built. So I got the Bucs winning, and I got them covering.
I hate betting against Brady, but gotta do it.
It be like that sometimes. But I think we have a good game, man. Here, man, another good game. Another good game. We got the Las Vegas Raiders going out to L.A. and facing the Chargers, and the Chargers is the 3-point favorite. Who you got here?
I might not start watching till the 4 o'clock spread on this one. This second half is, I don't think it's all these is bangers. But Raiders at the Chargers. Raiders on prime time again. You know I'm going with my guy. Justin Herbert. On prime time, favored by 3. I got them winning. The Raiders are undefeated up to this point, so shout out to them. Got to respect that, but I got the Chargers winning and covering.
And I'm going to go the other way. I got the Raiders. I got the Raiders winning. I got the Raiders covering. They hot right now. They playing really good ball. Chargers are too, but I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Yeah, all right. Well, y'all see the records, man. So this is the records through Thursday night football. So we got week 4 kicking off. You know, hopefully, like I said, I can get on the positive side of that spread, you know, against the spread big. AB, hot week, man. He hot right now. 12-4, money line and against the spread. That's some good shit right there. So, hey, y'all lock in with these picks, man. Let us know what y'all think. But we'll see y'all on Overreaction Monday.
Peace.
Go.